we have a work to do in conjunction with the work that Christ is doing. The Crest Collection, 114. God's love for his church is infinite. His care over his heritage is unceasing. He suffers no affliction to come upon the church, but such as is essential for her purification, her present and eternal good. He will purify the church, even as he purified the temple at the beginning and close of his ministry on earth. Christ promises to purify this church twice. And he purified it once at great disappointment in 1844, where the amount of believers went from 50,000 down to 50 in one day. And this happens again in the fourth angel's message, which we've demonstrated in earlier studies takes place at the Sunday Law, in which Sister White has abundant evidence that the greatest majority will go out from among us at that test. And once again, the church, the numbers of the people will come down as Christ purifies his church. Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 985 says this, "When Jesus began his public ministry, he cleansed the temple from its sacrilegious profanation. Among the last acts of his ministry was the second cleansing of the temple. So in the last work for the warning of the world, two distinct calls are to be made to the churches." And then she quotes the second angel's message and the fourth angel's message, identifying that it's at the fourth angel's message that this second cleansing of Adventism takes place. And as I just mentioned, we've already demonstrated this fourth angel's message of Revelation 18 begins in earnest at the Sunday Law, when the church is purified, the latter rains poured out, empowering God's people to call those out of Babylon. Now, The Great Controversy, page 485, says this, "Thus will be realized the complete fulfillment of the new covenant promise." And this promise that we're going to quote, brothers and sisters, I don't think as Laodiceans that we've really placed this on the proper level of priorities for the goals that we should set for ourselves as Adventist Christian at the end of the world, but listen to it closely. "Thus will be realized the complete fulfillment of the new covenant promise. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found." Jeremiah 31, 34, and 50, 20. "In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and that he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem." Isaiah 4, verses 2 and 3.